As just noted, the State Department is going through some changes. Secretary Rice today announced that her deputy, she called him her alter ego, is leaving. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman reports.
Robert Zoellick is a man known for his negotiating skills. He was the U.S. Trade Representative before becoming Deputy Secretary of State. And in his year and a half at State, he had some memorable moments caught by reporters, such as when he confronted a Sudanese official who got in his way on one of his trips to the war-torn region of Darfur. Another moment came when he visited a panda conservation center in China. That's an image Secretary Rice recalled as she thanked Zoellick for his time on the job.
We needed a deputy who would get up his courage and roll up his sleeves and occasionally even hug a panda.
On a more serious note, Rice said she and Zoellick worked together under the first President Bush, and she described Zoellick as a friend who took on difficult challenges.
He has been indispensable in our efforts to bring peace to Sudan and to end the violence in Darfur. Personally, leading the U.S. delegation that helped to secure the Darfur peace agreement last month, Bob has also helped us to launch a wide-ranging strategic dialogue with China and build on the progress that he achieved as our trade representative.
At their joint appearance at the State Department this morning, Zoellick praised Rice for giving fresh impetus to U.S. diplomacy and said he was glad to be a part of it.
I'm pleased to have helped to build a first-rate team at the State Department, offer counsel on a number of initiatives, back up the secretary given her active agenda and travel schedule, and taken personal charge of some issues, especially with China and Southeast Asia, Latin America, Sudan, international economic topics, and helping with the Congress.
Zoellick didn't explain why he was leaving, but it's widely reported that he wanted to become Treasury Secretary, a member of President Bush's cabinet. He apparently had a hard time accepting the number two job at the State Department, and his work as Rice's deputy was often grueling, something he alluded to when he was talking to students at his alma mater, Harvard, earlier this year about the difficulties of taking on the Darfur assignment.
This is good for a School of Public Policy to understand how organizations work, is sometimes the deputies get the most difficult jobs that the principals don't do. And you can't say no if you're working in the job.
Rice did not announce a replacement for Zoellick, who says he's going to the private sector to join Goldman Sachs. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.